If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Welcome back to Gabbing with Gib. I'm your host, Gibson Johns, and today we have a non-Bravo episode for you, but it's still reality TV, and I promise it's a good one. We're talking Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, which is officially available to stream now on Hulu. Starting today, the whole season dropped. It's 8 episodes, and I promise you guys, it is a wild ride. I binged all 8 episodes of this show in less than 24 hours a couple weeks ago because I had an early interview opportunity tied to it. But I am planning on rewatching this season this weekend to have it fresh in my mind again and to be able to experience it as everyone else does and to share my thoughts on Twitter and Threads as I tend to do. But there's just something about this show that really, really works for me. I mean, from the minute that we heard the conceit of it, I mean, you knew it was going to be compelling. It's a reality show following a group of young mommy TikTok influencers in a group called Mom Talk, who all happened to be Mormons in Salt Lake City and who were embroiled in a huge controversy after the most famous one, Taylor Frankie Paul, revealed on TikTok Live that some of them are soft swingers. She didn't name names, but it blew up, was a total viral moment. And at the time, she was going through a shocking divorce as well. And then after that, a few months later, that same person, Taylor, she got arrested for domestic violence after this really dark alleged blowout fight with her new boyfriend. A lot of the reports indicate that she apparently threw things at her boyfriend, and one of those things apparently maybe hit one of her kids from her first marriage. She has 2 kids from her first marriage. It's a lot. But the trailer, which is one of the best uses of the song Unholy by Sam Smith and Kim Petras you could ever imagine, the trailer went completely viral because it's explosive and it promises to capture all of these things, all of these scandals and the fallout from all of it. And you guys, the show does. It's really crazy. Like, the premiere episode is one of the wildest episodes of reality TV that you'll see this year. And maybe honestly, like, in the past couple of years, it's really like my jaw dropped at the end. You know, so basically, and I'm not going to ruin it, there's really no spoilers in this episode, and I would tell you because I hate spoilers. So yeah, I'm not spoiling anything. I'll just sort of tell you the conceit of this first episode of the pilot episode. The camera's picked back up basically a couple months after Frankie's swinging reveal and just sort of captures the fallout. One of them, amid the scandal, had up and moved her family to Hawaii for 2 months, but then she comes back because she's ready to come back, apparently, but also to film this pilot for a reality show. And none of them have really spoken to one another since the scandal, basically. So the cameras are there to document their first conversations with one another about their group, about this scandal, about this claim that they're swingers. And then the episode ends with some shocking footage, and it obviously a big twist that I will not spoil for you. But then there's another big kind of left turn because the second episode picks back up 11 months later. It's kind of giving, you know what it's kind of giving? At the very end of season one of Southern Charm, there's that flash forward to 9 months later, and you hear the baby crying, and it's Catherine has had a baby with Thomas Ravenel. It's kind of giving that. Like it's just like it's a big time jump, and there's a big change in the group and with one of the people in particular. And it's so compelling, you guys. It's like, I can't even recommend the show enough. And so that's kind of all I will say for now. But the rest of the episodes are really compelling. I mean, obviously it's set up in a really like great way in those first two episodes, but the rest of it is really, they keep the dynamic moving. And there are a couple really big divides that happen within the group. And there are kind of genuinely two sides of the group at one point, and they're kind of divided based on their faith, which is also, I think, really kind of interesting and tells you a lot about Mormonism and kind of the complications there. I mean, the entire cast is super green to reality TV in a really great way. The Mormonism aspect really complicates everything that they do and all the decisions that they make. And I think what's really great about this cast and this Mom Talk group is that they're all sort of across the spectrum of belief and intensity of belief when it comes to their Mormonism. And they all have sort of different relationships to the Mormon church. And they're all sort of navigating making more like modern decisions that sort of go against some of the antiquated beliefs of the church. And again, they're all sort of differing beliefs. And I think that creates this built-in tension and interest, I think, in this group. So I don't know. I just really enjoyed it. And I ate the show up, and I'm going to watch it again this weekend. So I really, really, I cannot highly recommend it enough. I'm not going to share all my thoughts on it because it literally just came out this morning for everyone, and nobody would listen to a spoiler heavy episode. So again, watch it this weekend. I'm going to rewatch it this weekend. And then next week, I'm going to record a discussion episode with somebody who is an expert in the unscripted space to talk all about the season. And I will also have another interview coming up with Taylor Frankie Paul herself and Macy. They were paired together for interviews. That she is another star of the show, and that will be coming up in the next week or two as well. There's an embargo on that interview, which is why it's not included in this episode. And then also, separate reminder, reality TV reminder, the new season of Selling Sunset is also out today on Netflix, and there is a lot of heat suddenly around this season. I was already pretty excited about it, but this week, Chelsea and Chrishell came out strong on Instagram and on social media against Nicole, who I've always disliked on that show. She joined a couple seasons ago. She's apparently always worked at the Oppenheim group, and she just felt really desperate to be on the show. I just don't like her energy. And you know, after apparently watching the show's screeners for this season, Chelsea and Chrishell saw that Nicole brings up some shocking rumor about their friend Emma on camera. And so they were out here on their Instagram stories, tagging production, tagging producers, tagging Nicole directly, and threatening never to film with her again. And they're kind of battling back and forth in the press. It's really intense. It's a lot, but it's extremely, again, compelling. And I cannot wait to jump into that season of Selling Sunset as well this weekend. You guys, the reality gods are treating us very well this month. Okay, anyway, on the show today, I have two interviews with four of the cast members from The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. They had a junket last week, and in the junkets, which is sort of like all these media outlets sign on at the same time, and we all have like 10-minute slots with different pairings and things like that. That was sort of how they did the interviews for this premiere. So we have Demi and Layla, who are paired together, and Jennifer and Michaela, who are paired together. And what's good about those pairings is that they're sort of on opposite sides of the group this season, and so it makes sense to have them together. Don't worry, there are, again, no major spoilers in these interviews. And it's really mostly sort of broad about their decisions to join the show and how that goes against some of the beliefs maybe and some of the community, their relationships to the church now, their relationships to one another right now after filming this show, after seeing the trailer, and things of that nature. And I also want to note that like none of them had seen the episodes by the time we did these interviews. And I think that that was intentional. You know, I'm curious once they see the episodes, what their thoughts are going to be on it, because I think the trailer is an indication of the direction the show's going, but I think some of them might think it's a little bit less salacious and scandalous than it turns out to be, because it's a pretty scandalous show. I think it was very strategic for them to have not been given screeners before doing interviews with the media, but just that's sort of also why we didn't really get into big specifics about the show, because again, they had not seen other people's confessionals. They had not seen other people's scenes yet. So again, we kept it pretty broad, but I think it's still an interesting sort of primer for the show. And one of the most interesting things that I learned is that one of them is married to a Real Housewives of Salt Lake City personality's ex-husband. So she consulted with this person before joining the show. I'm not going to spoil who it is. You could listen. But I thought that was a really interesting tidbit. And she also said that she had interviewed to be on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City at some point. Also, Jennifer, who is in one of these interviews, she is married to Ben Affleck's cousin. It's getting a lot of press. It's getting a lot of media attention, which I understand that. But also, like, she's never met him. So, like, there's not really much to say there. She did this TikTok this week to Jenny from the Block. It actually is funny because not only are they both named Jennifer Affleck, but they're both named Jennifer Lynn Affleck. I guess not for long since J-Lo and Ben are getting a divorce. And I'm presuming that Jennifer Lopez will take Affleck out of her name, but it's still a funny coincidence. But yeah, and her marriage is also like a really interesting, I mean, it raises some eyebrows, I'll just say, this season. Anyway, enjoy my interviews with the cast of Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Stream season one on Hulu now. And please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe to Gabbing with Gib wherever you're listening to this right now. We'll be back on Tuesday with an interview with Jennifer Pedranti from The Real Housewives of Orange County. I want to gab. Today we're gabbing with Layla and Demi, two stars of Hulu's excellent new reality series, The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. I binged this show in less than 24 hours, and so I'm very excited for the entire world to see this. And I think for you to see this, I don't think you guys have seen all the episodes. How are you two feeling with it almost out in the world?
I think I feel excited, honestly. I think we've all went through all the emotions, nervous, excited, maybe a little bit of regret, just all of the things. But lately, I've just been feeling really excited that the world's finally going to see this thing we've been working on for the past, I don't even know how long at this point. Yeah, just excited. We've worked through the plethora of emotions. We've gotten our jitters out. We've dealt with the hate and the backlash of the trailer and all that's come with that. And I think we're just now like focus on what we can control and just focus on enjoying it. Like, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity.
Who gets if
they were a part of something like this? Like, we're just excited. Yes,
totally. And you know, in watching the show, obviously a huge tension, I think, for all of people on the show is, you know, some of the more antiquated teachings and lifestyle expectations that come with the church and Mormon faith, and also some of the more modern decisions that you guys are all making, so that sort of inherently push up against those expectations. And I would presume one of those decisions is deciding to open your life up on a show like this. So what went into the decision for each of you to join a reality show and kind of put it all out there?
Yeah, a lot went into it for me. It was not an easy yes at all. I had seen my husband's ex-wife go through the process of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, and I had had her perspective of how that was. And then I actually interviewed to go on Real Housewives, and that just didn't ever really feel settling to me. And it wasn't a good fit for them either. So it ended up working out for the best. So then when this fell into our laps, I was like, man, is this something I want to take on? You know, like, am I ready for this? Are we really grounded in what's important? Are we really ready to like open up our family and our lives to this and be vulnerable on this level? So it was definitely not a decision taken lightly. Like, there was a lot of thought and, you know, contemplation that went into it.
Mm-hmm. Layla, what about for you?
Yeah, no, I think it's definitely a hard decision, especially with reality TV. We're on social media every day, so we can post what we want, edit it the way we want, and kind of present ourselves the way that we want. And obviously with reality TV, we don't have that privilege. They get to do what they want, edit it. And I think that it's hard and it's difficult. And I think that that's one of the reasons why I was kind of at first contemplating not. And also our children, like, this is something that we're signing up for, but it's also, it could possibly exploit their lives in the future. So I think all of us probably did question a little bit if we wanted to do this, but I'm ultimately very happy with my decision to do.
Demi, who was your husband married to, which we're a rich Real Housewife? I don't think I knew this.
Yeah, so she was a friend of, I think, Heather Gay, but her name was Angie Harrington.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, she was a friend of, I don't know like how, I know she filmed for like a season, I don't know how many episodes she made it on or whatnot, but yeah, she kind of shared experience with me. And so it put things into perspective of like how things can be and how things can be edited and whatnot.
For sure. So obviously you mentioned the trailer. I think the trailer is a work of art, to be honest. I think it's a fantastic trailer.
I knew what they were doing.
Yeah, totally. And it leads with a lot of the more like, you know, salacious things that I think kind of the season leads with, which is like the swinging scandal, a lot of things that Taylor went through. I think that's sort of what it, a lot of sort of the hook, I guess. I think the season's a lot about much more than just that. But what was it like for you guys to sort of be tangentially connected to a lot of what Taylor went through? And because, I mean, you're part of this group together, right? And so in some ways, you're sort of dragged into that.
Yeah, I think it was interesting for sure. It was hard just because, yeah, we did get grouped into the situation if we were involved or if we weren't. But I think through it, we just tried to have Taylor's back and just let her know that we were there for her and that we're genuinely her friends and that we saw past the mistakes that happened in her life and saw her for a person.
For sure. And it was a learning experience for all of us.
Like, right.
It was a very in your face, blatant thing of like, hey, this could happen in a relationship. Or like, if you're not grounded in what's important and like what you believe in and in all the right things and you dabble in these types of things, this could happen and your life could blow up. It was really crazy to watch happen, like watch everything happen and unfold right before us. And it did affect us. Like a lot of people are like, well, you weren't there and you weren't directly involved. And it's like, but we were, because people assumed that we were involved in that and they assumed that we participated. And so that does affect our lives and our reputation.
Oh, absolutely. It was a very sort of like vague label, I think, that was put out there that like, and I think a lot of people assumed a lot, you know. I think that's very clear. I think even just from watching the show, it's interesting because the first episode happens and then there's an 11 month time jump, you know? So it's like, and in some ways it almost feels, I mean, a lot of you are very consistent, I think, between those two things, but with Taylor, it almost feels like you're watching two different people at some points, just,
right,
you know, in terms of where she is in her life. Did it feel like that in filming and being her friend?
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. And I can't even tell you, because I filmed the last part of the pilot with them and I filmed a few scenes with Taylor. Filming the pilot versus filming season one, completely different Taylor.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Like she went through an entire life. Like she unzipped a whole layer of herself and like transformed. I'm so impressed and happy with the way that she has used this to her benefit and learned and grown. And she really had become such a beast. Like I'm really extremely proud of the way that she's handled everything.
Yeah, totally. And to me, you know, you proved kind of all season long, like you just aren't afraid to call it like you see it and kind of push against, I think, or call out a lot of the hypocrisies, honestly, that exist within, again, some of these tensions that we, I think, spoke about earlier.
Right.
What makes you comfortable in that role? Because it's also the group gets really divided in filming and you kind of, again, aren't afraid to just like call it out.
Yeah, I think that it's my deep want and true intention to connect with people. And I don't believe that you can have true connection with there being underlying issues and resentment and, you know, little jabs being thrown your way and misunderstandings. Like, I just like to talk about it. I'm like, let's just talk about it. It's going to hurt for a minute, but once we like work through that, our relationship's going to be better. Our relationship's going to be deeper. And that's what I like strive to have in all of my close relationships. So
it's
yeah, it's just me trying to genuinely be authentic in how I move through my relationships in real life.
Right. And Layla, this filming happened at a big transition point in your life. You know, you're going through a divorce and I mean, there's just a lot of change that happens and you were young. And I guess just like, what was it like filming through some of that and knowing that you had to really work through some of those feelings in front of a camera?
No, it was incredibly difficult, honestly. Hardest time of my life, especially having my babies and they were going through that transition too. So at the end of the day of filming, when I would come home, it was weird because we were all learning how to co-parent at that same time. My boys were getting used to going back and forth between parents' houses. So it was a really difficult time, but I just tried to move as authentically as I could throughout filming and just tried to be as present as I could when I would show up to work every day. And yeah.
What are each of your current relationships to the church and kind of your own faiths? Because I feel like this group exists on a really wide spectrum of that.
Sure. Yeah. I am a current active member. My focus is in strengthening my relationship with God and just trying to be better than I was the day before and strengthen the relationships in my life. And I'm just solely focused on, you know, focusing on the things that I can control. There's things that I don't love about the culture in the church. I think that everyone can say that there's things that they're like, I don't know about that, or I don't
right.
agree with that. That's every organization. So I'm just focused on the things that I can control. And that's my relationship with God.
I think currently right now, I would consider myself active in the way that I do go to church when I can go. And I try to strengthen my relationship with God in terms of following everything to a perfect T. I will not lie and say that I do that, because I don't. But yeah, I just try to just take it day by day and just, yeah.
No one does.
No one does. Right. Yeah. Honestly, no, but they're not open like us girls are. So
yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You're two of the more open ones. Last question for you before we wrap is, you know, this is a new experience for all of you. And I think we see there's a lot of drama in the Mom Talk group. Where do you two stand with the broader group of women?
Yeah, I'm in good standing with majority of the women. I would say with Whitney, I heard in another interview that she was talking a little bit of smack. And so that's a little disappointing, but not surprising, sadly. I don't know. I am the type of person that I'm like, when we hash things out, that's it for me. And like, if you have a problem, come to me. That's how I address my relationships personally. I know everyone's not that way, and that's totally okay, but I don't have ill will for her at all or anyone in the group. If I have an issue, I will make it known. And as you guys will see in, you know, the show, and I'll talk about it, and then that's it. I move past it, and I'm focused on strengthening the relationship. So as of now, everyone in the cast, you know, I view as a friend, and
good.
I think that's pretty unique for a cast of women.
Yeah.
I think the same. I think that there's definitely some relationships with some of the girls that I think that me and that person probably need to mend and work through some things for sure. But I feel like that's common in any relationship. It's going to ebb and flow. You're going to have moments where maybe that there's some conversations that need to be had. And I think that's pretty normal. So definitely need to talk with some girls, but genuinely, they're all still my friends and I love them all so much.
Love it. Well, Layla and Demi, thank you so much for your time. I'm, you know, this is going to be a whirlwind, I'm sure, but just keep your heads on straight and it'll be a great experience. So thanks again for your time.
Thanks so much. You. Nice to meet you.
I want to gab. Today, we're gabbing with Michaela and Jen, two stars of Hulu's excellent new series, The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. I binged the show in less than 24 hours, you two. Oh, so I just sort of like took it all in. I think it's a great show. So how are you feeling? How are you feeling with this almost out in the world?
I just want to watch them. So
yes, everyone's like, I've watched it and I saw this and this, and I really want to see it.
You're jealous. So,
yeah. Just going off of the trailer though, I think we have very mixed emotions. Some days we're like, we're doing this. This is so fun. Other days we're like, oh my gosh, like our religion's going to hate us. Like, you know, we have, yeah. So it just depends on the day.
Yeah. But I mean, I feel like that tension of like, you know, for your faith and being members of the church and some of the different expectations that come with that, and sort of pushing up against some of those expectations. And because I feel like this group makes a little bit more of like modern decisions sometimes that probably people don't approve of. And I'm assuming that opening your lives up on camera for a show like this is one of those decisions that's controversial. What went into deciding to join a show like this for both of you?
Yeah, I think everyone has had their own personal reasons going into it, whether that's religion or their own personal trauma or stories that they wanted to relate to people. I feel like our show, I mean, I hope is very big on women empowerment, women in business, but also moms and religion kind of trickled in there, and swinging trickled in there, and crazy scandals. But yeah, I think we all just wanted to do the show to like, I want people to relate to us, and I want moms to get it and feel like they have a community. I feel like being a mom is so isolating sometimes, and I want people to watch us and feel like they have a friend in us or feel like they have a community and can relate to us. So yeah,
for sure. Yeah, for me, even just starting social media, my ultimate goal was to just be able to share my story. And through that, I was also hoping to just connect and resonate with a lot of other women, because I think being a mom, you yearn for that. You want to be able to connect. And sometimes it's hard when you're just taking care of kids and cleaning the house and doing all the mom duties. And so, yeah, being on the show took it to a whole other level, because you know, religion's involved. That's a huge thing. Our relationships are involved, you know, just a lot of hot topics are involved, gender roles and what that looks like.
Mm-hmm. So, really uncomfortable, non-traditional. I feel like our show is very, it's just the new generation. I feel like we're talking about things that older generations feel uncomfortable talking about, whether that's just in,
right,
or just in the church. Like, I feel like the topic of sex is very, like, the church, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that, I mean, like, I'm somebody who didn't grow up around Mormonism. And so, like, I think watching it sort of like a lot of those tensions are so clear to me. And I think it's really cool that you all generally as a group, I think to various levels, are sort of pushing against some of those taboos. I think that's a cool thing to see, I think, but it's also a very real thing to be watching and seeing you all grapple with, you know?
Yes, sure. I think it definitely puts us in a comfortable situation with our families or religion or just our community here in Utah. Definitely going to get harder before it gets better, but I hope it does spark a little bit of conversation and a little bit of change.
It will.
I definitely think it's been a little bit uncomfortable for us, but you know, you can't, there, growth and change can't happen without being uncomfortable and without being brave. And I think all of us are brave enough to
put ourselves in that position
and share our stories. And
right. So you mentioned the trailer earlier, which I told the other group this. I think it's a work of art. I think it was like the trailer did what it needed to do, but it also, it leads with some of the more scandalous stuff that have been attached to the Mom Talk group. And I'm just curious for you too, what was it like sort of being tangentially connected to some of these bigger things? I mean, particularly that Taylor was going, that she was going through sort of as the show is beginning to film. What was that experience like for both of you? Well,
we're like, actually, gotta go. No, I think I feel like we're in a pretty similar place where it's like, if we know we're not involved or our family doesn't, you know, that's what's the most important, is if I know who I am, my family, my close family knows who I am, my kids, my husband, that's all that matters to me. And I think, obviously, yes, get your bag, get the scandal out there, get, you know, we're trying to get eyes on this. And there is such a deeper, just more depth to the show than what's in the trailer. But there is what's in the trailer is definitely going to be sprinkled in the show. So it's still going to be very interesting and engaging. But yeah, I think it did a great job at really capturing the attention and getting people talking.
Very much so. There's also an 11-month time jump between the first and second episodes. And, you know, Taylor in particular, who is, I feel like in that first episode and the second episode, it almost feels like watching two different people sometimes, you know, in terms of how much change that she went through. What was it like being her friend and through all of that and watching that transformation?
Yeah. So I filmed with her in the first pilot. Yeah. It's just so different. I feel like she's been able to process her emotions. I feel like in that first clip, I feel like she's like, well, she just was emotionally checked out. And there was just so much happening at one time that she couldn't fully process. And then she got to a point where she just emotionally checked out and she just didn't care to process it because she didn't know how to. And she lost so many friendships. She lost, I mean, her marriage. And so she was going through so much. And then it's all happening publicly. So it's hard.
Right.
It's easy as an outsider to look in and judge a situation, but also I don't know what I would have done if I was put in that position. So we try to be there for her as much as we could. I feel like it was a little frustrating because we're giving her advice and she's going against all the advice that's given, but that's just a part of growing. I feel like very stubborn and she wants to do what she wants to do. And so at the end of the day, we just have to be there as woman and as her friend to just support her in whatever decisions and mistakes that she makes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me, I didn't meet her till the aftermath of everything, you know, when she was going through her healing process and whatnot. And for me, it was honestly very inspiring to see because, you know, being an outsider and viewing her as just like one of her followers, you know, I'll be honest. And also being a member of the church, like I did, you know, not judge her, but I was very much like, oh, like, is she doing the best thing for her family and for her, you know, her life, her kids and whatnot. And being able to see how much she's progressed has been amazing. And I think, it's so empowering and it's going to inspire so many people. And you know what? She's still a member of the church. And hey, if she can show up to church And with everything that she's gone through, anyone can show up to church. And it just says a lot about her.
For sure. For sure. There's a lot of strength there. We have time for one more question. And, you know, there's a lot of different divisions that happen, I think, throughout filming in this group. And one of the first divisions happens, Jen, after you have an event and don't invite some of the people. And I understand that decision, but it creates some divide in the group. Another thing happens later where Whitney sort of removes herself from everybody, and that sort of changes up the dynamic a lot. So now, where do you stand within the Mom Talk group? Is it a united front? Are there still some fractures in there?
You know what? I definitely think that some people aren't friends, which you'll have to wait for season two. But for the most part, I think a lot of us are united. And yeah, I would say personally, I am in a good place with everybody. But we'll see. We haven't seen season one. We don't know what's been said behind closed doors.
True. There might be some fractures coming.
I'm sure. Michaela, what about for you? Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, I think we have a joint agreement with one person that's kind of isolated themselves and kind of, you know, hurt every relationship or person and has to take accountability. And maybe it doesn't seem like they're ready to take accountability right now, or they're just going to move on and act like it didn't happen and expect everyone else to move on. But that's just not the case. You know, I feel like everyone's waiting for accountability to be taken and apologies to happen. So I guess we'll have to see season two of that, if we ever get that. But as of now, I'm protecting my peace. I'm going through too much with my health that I'm like, I don't have time. I got to keep
good place. You know, I think one thing you can say about reality TV is that it can be a mirror for one's own, maybe like quote unquote worst qualities and things that they can change. And, you know, I've heard that from a lot of people that I've interviewed over the years. And I think that's kind of in some ways, a big positive. So I guess we'll see. But I'm crossing my fingers for season two, you too. I think it's an amazing show. And I really appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Thank you for listening to the show. Subscribe to Gabbing with Gabe on any podcast platform to listen to new episodes. And subscribe to Gabbing with Gabe on YouTube to watch full-length versions of our interviews. We'd also love your support with a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You can follow me at Gib Sonoma on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, and keep up with all things Gabbing with Gib at Gabbing with Gib on Instagram and TikTok. Gabbing with Gib is an independent podcast hosted by me, Gibson Johns. It's produced by myself and Riley Dabbs. Graphics are by Rachel Roth, and our cover art photography is by Troy Hallahan. If you want to reach out about guest booking, sponsorship, or advertising opportunities, email us at gabbingwithgib@gmail.com. Thank you again for your support, and see you next time.
How many discounts does USAA Auto Insurance offer? Too many to say here. Multi-vehicle discount, safe driver discount, new vehicle discount, storage discount, legacy.
How many discounts will you stack up? Tap the banner or visit usaa.com/autodiscounts. Restrictions apply.